isn't it wonderful that our Christ rose again? It's just unbelievable. You know, this week Clyde and I officiated a memorial service of a lady, a Christian lady that was 84 years old who loved God. And you know, when I do that kind of memorial service, I love it because when they've been 84 years old, had a life, and their kids go to church, and they love God, I tell you, I get excited. I just get excited. And it sounds funny because I'm all excited at the memorial service, and everybody else is somber, and Clyde and up talking. We're thinking, wow, this is so great. You know, the Lord's going to come at some point, and so it's hard to get them kind of to bounce out. So I want to say one thing to you. This is not a memorial service, okay? And so if you want to say some things, you say it, or if you want to amen, you can amen it or whatever. We moved from from the Heritage Academy, which was a very casual 1927 prime in its time, not much anymore, building to a pretty nice building, but that doesn't mean we can't say something, right? Doesn't mean we can't amen. So I love reading the passages in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Corinthians 15 about the rapture, you know. I mean, this is my view right here. We're going out of our tennis shoes, man. We're getting to heaven with the rapture. And I don't know about you, but my view is, now, the scripture says that we who know him and know him as Lord and Savior, at the time that the trumpet blows and the archangel yells, we're going to go up. They said in the twinkling of an eye. And I have prayed to God that the time would slow down for me. Because what I want to do is see the earth get smaller and smaller. And I think, good riddance. You know what I'm saying? I just can't wait. I can't wait for that day. And I think we get to the place where... And I'm going to talk this morning about Martha and Mary again, but it's in a whole different setting. In this setting, Mary and Martha have a sick brother named Lazarus. And so the sisters send word to Jesus, and I was trying to do the timing on this, and it seemed like they probably had to journey about 3 days to find Jesus and tell him that Lazarus was sick. So I want you to see the response to this, because Lazarus is a friend of Jesus. It says in the scripture, and you're going to see that he loved Lazarus and he loved Martha and his sister. It says, now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he, meaning Lazarus, was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Now, is that a good response? He just went ahead and stayed, even though he knew that Lazarus, and we know Jesus kind of was pretty aware of things, and he probably knew that Lazarus had already passed away. Now, I know that a lot of you have lost loved ones. You may have lost a father, a mother, cousins, aunts, uncles. I can't name them all. Some of you have lost spouses, kids. And so you kind of know the pain firsthand of what it means for Mary and Martha to lose their brother, and especially when you got a friend like Jesus, right? Now, what are friends for? Well, in this case, they're for healing, because Jesus knew how to heal, and so they wanted Jesus to come and lay hands on Lazarus and get him to feeling good. Excuse me, I'm sorry. But you know, as I thought about this and I read about that, I thought about this memorial service that Clyde and I did on Thursday. And this lady was 84 years old, like I said, and she had met a man. I'm sorry. Hang on for a second. I got it. Okay, now maybe that'll keep me from coughing in your ear. Okay. And they had met and they spent a year and a half together. Both of them, I think, were 84. And I saw the man, and he's just such a nice guy. And at 84, they were karaokeing. They were dancing. In fact, the guy had a cane, and And I'll tell you a little bit later, but he had a cane and he walked up, and in my mind's eye, I'm thinking, okay, how in the world are you dancing? And so I don't know if she was kind of holding him up and he was holding her up, but they would dance every week. They would sing to, you know, sing to the music, just had a really good time. They were kind of like kindred spirits. And so when I, excuse me, when I saw him, I went up to him and introduced myself. And I said, man, I am so sorry to hear about Ethel. And I know you guys have just been together for about a year and a half. And he said, yeah. He said, death is, and I said, brutal? And he goes, yeah, brutal. Death is brutal. And you know what? Death is brutal. And we have death because sin came into the world, and through sin came death, the scripture says. And I didn't know what to tell him. I just hugged him, and his cane fell over. I didn't dance with him, by the way. But I hugged him, and I said, man, I am so sorry that this happened. Picked up his cane, gave it back to him, and then we did the memorial service. And I just thought about, that's probably what Mary and Martha were thinking, is their brother's dead now, and Jesus stays where he is. He's a good 2 or 3 days away. And so Jesus comes to Bethany, which is 4 miles outside of Jerusalem, to where Martha and Mary live. And listen what she says, 20. Now Martha, as soon as she had heard Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. Ouch. You know, even Jesus takes some hits. But I want you to listen to her hope in verse 22. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. She had no hesitation in understanding that whatever Jesus did and said, he could do. And you know what? That's our hope this morning. Do you realize that? That's our hope. We have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, who know him. He is the resurrection. And he's going to trumpet and he's going to call, and we're going to be caught up together in the clouds, it says. And so Martha says to him, I know that he, Lazarus, will rise again in the resurrection. And the resurrection, for some of you, if you don't understand the term, means a standing up or a rising up. And in this case, I think we realize it's a rising up. They rise up from the dead. And here's my point this morning. That Jesus is going to demonstrate a proof of the resurrection for himself through Lazarus. And so here's Jesus' response. Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, or though he may die, he shall live, future, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And then he says something interesting to Martha. Do you believe this? And I want to ask you something. Do you believe that? Do you believe that he's the resurrection and the life? Thank you. And she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. I firmly believe what Martha believes. Do you? And you know, the skeptic may say, well, you know what? Jesus can say whatever he wants, but that doesn't make it true. And so Jesus says to her, where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. It says, Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. And I got to thinking, you know, I wonder why he wept. The Jews that were standing there said, well, he weeps because of his friend Lazarus. But I'm wondering, The beginning of John says he came into his own and his own did not receive him. And I wonder, was Jesus crying because of the disbelief? He was about to do something that's unbelievable, and they were teasing him, or not teasing him, but jabbing at him. Oh, you could heal people, you could do all these things, but you let Lazarus die. And so Jesus' next statement is this in 39. Jesus said, take away the stone. Now, I don't know about you, but wouldn't it be weird if somebody died and you said, roll away the stone from the grave? Let's say we're in the graveyard. You say, open up the doors. And Jesus says, roll away the stone. And I bet you Martha and Mary were scared. I bet you they were like, wow, what's he going to do now? And Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Now, that obviously, he said, your brother will rise again. And that's what he meant. He meant now. 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me, because of the people who are standing by, said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, and we all know it, Lazarus, come forth. And he who died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Now stop and think about that. He rolled away the stone. He says, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus comes out of the grave with a cloth on his face, all these wrappings, and he's alive. He's resurrected. Is there godly proof for resurrection? Right here. You know, it's interesting because so many people in history have tried to disprove the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They said, oh, well, he stole his body and hid it and got everybody to believe that. Well, wait a minute, what about Lazarus? I think God in his wisdom had Christ raise up Lazarus ahead of time. And I don't ever hear anybody debate that Lazarus was raised from the dead. I only hear them debate that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, but Christ raised Lazarus. This is our hope, friends. Now, you know what? You may want to reform the world, and you may want to make this mucky world okay, you know, get it squared away politically, you know, get it squared away morally, but I'm telling you, it isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't want to do that. And I think maybe you are with me on that. You don't want to do that. I've had enough of it. I'm going to stick around, and I'm going to try to take as many people with me until that day of the rapture and until my death. But I'm not trying to reform this world. This is what we're getting saved out of. And Jesus proved that someone can be raised from the dead, and he died. He was in the grave for 3 days, and he raised up from the dead. And because of that, you and I, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, are going to rise from the dead. If we've died. Or we're going to go straight up if we're alive. And I can't wait. Today we celebrate Christ's resurrection. And we celebrate what that means to us. But my friends, we're going home. Do you hear that? We're going home. It's just a matter of when. You know, the Bible says, when it talks about hope, it uses the word hope as our expectation of what will happen. It's not like our English hope. Our hope is like, man, I hope they have some food left when I get there. You get there and the food's gone, right? Not in the Bible. When it says hope, it means it's the expectation it'll happen. He raised out of that grave, and we're going home. And I can't wait. Let's pray. Lord, you said you are the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Lord, this morning, we put our faith and trust in you. You know, Lord, we get going on, and people say all kinds of things, and we get kind of weak in our faith, and I want to stop right here, Lord. Recommit my life, and I think most everybody here does too. We want to recommit. We want to bend our knee and our heart to you, O Lord, and remember that you're Savior and Lord. And we thank you for raising from the dead, because you not only proved it then, you proved it with Lazarus. You proved it with the hundreds that raised up out of the grave when you raised up out of the grave. And Lord, we can't wait for the day, because our hope is that blessed appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, as Paul told Titus. And we can't wait for that day. So we celebrate that this morning. Thank you, O Lord, for rising from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen.